Hello and good morning. Well, what do you do on a Sunday morning on an autumn day with an overcast and a forecast of rain? Answers on a postcard, please. I ask this question because, as far as I'm concerned, I might just get myself a morning cup of tea and stay in bed. Thank God for the television and any Sunday papers you may have an arrangement to be delivered to your home. Of course, the moment you hear this, you realize that this is what an old man would say. And indeed, I am an old man. But what if I were a young man and I have been denied my cherished club time last night or any socializing I usually engage on a Saturday evening? All this is now more or less denied. Pubs are ordered to close down at 10 p.m. Clubs are not yet allowed to undertake all their functions. And there is no crowding indoors of more than 6 people, which in a family of 4 means only 2 others allowed. I really have no idea how the young people are coping, or rather managing, this state of affairs. It is too far away for my memory to serve me. But I do know one thing, and that is that up until a few months ago, the likes of us would be thinking of a cruise, to go to some warmer climes, enjoy the indulgence of all free meals, and perhaps drinks, seeing places, enjoying the evening and entertainment, some of which can be first-class standard indeed, and so on. Totally decadent and indulgent. But at least I can plead guilty as charged, Your Honour. It seems that practically all aspects of leisure and entertainment has been denied us, whatever our age or inclination. Being of a certain age, we used to enjoy a theatre or a concert in the West End every now and then, but these have now been non-functioning for the past 8 months or so. And then the cinemas had restricted numbers allowed in the audience, but at least they were allowed to have their shows. And I can say with the revival of cinema attendances in the past few years, this was a welcome improvement for the quality of our lives outside work or studies. Cinemas have the virtue, of course, of being equally enjoyed by all of us, regardless of age, and many of us were equally awaiting the blockbusters that appeared on the horizon, such as the new James Bond film. But the release were postponed until such a time when their impact and, by implication, the revenue could be maximized. Well, that had a knock-on effect, because no sooner had this decision by the film producers been declared than the big cinema chains, particularly those within the giant Cineworld repertoire, decided to close down all their venues, both here and in the States. So, here we are, young folks. No pubs, no clubs, no theatres, and no cinema. What a bore. Now, what are we to make of all this? I personally can think of only 2 answers. One is that we ride this phase out, and even if our Prime Minister's prediction that it can last another 6 months is a reasonable prediction, well, we can be patient and just wait for better times. The other answer I could offer is that this isn't the time when we indeed, practically all the world, could sit back and think how to reset our lifestyles. We all need leisure and entertainment. Indeed, this will be even more so once that anticipated evolution, the so-called AI or artificial intelligence, really takes hold of so many aspects of our lives. We will then have even more time for leisure and pleasure, as we will be released from some of the drudgeries in so many of our working methods at present. In all what I've already, you may, dear listener, have noted, that I did not mention anything about the role of places of worship, and how or whether we have any interest in pursuing our attendance on Sundays or other days. The reason I didn't touch on this until now is that, whatever your inclination would be, I can say that I personally am of the firm opinion that we are to reset our lifestyles. I would sincerely like to see a greater appreciation of the value of religion in whatever new reset we end up with. And I do not necessarily mean going to church, synagogue, or mosque, but I mean making space in our thoughts, time, and actions for at least some spiritual overtone, and allow ourselves a good blend in the spiritual and material components of our lives. To my mind, if the COVID-19 pandemic has done anything to us, it would be to give us this period for reflection. It allows us that we alone, pursuing a pure materialistic understanding of our life, can create so much difficulty for ourselves, and then have nothing to allay our self-pity. With a good blend of our spiritual orientation and our material pursuance, we can face many more difficulties with greater fortitude and a sincere reliance on the power of prayer to at least give us the calming effect that we all aspire to. And we can do that when we are in a state of meditation or even just solemn reflection. We could do ourselves so much good if we would just read every day a verse or two from any of the holy books, be it the Bible, the Quran, the Upanishads, or any of these serene divine words that we can find in those holy texts. As an example, I will end up with a prayer from the Hindu texts, which I hope you will take on board for the rest of the day at least. Here it is. Dull repetition is the impurity of prayers. Lack of repair is the impurity of houses. Laziness is the impurity of personal appearance. And thoughtfulness is the impurity of the watcher. Bad conduct is the impurity of a man or woman. Stinginess is the impurity of the giver. Wrong actions are the impurity of this world and the next. The worst impurity of all is the impurity of ignorance. Mendicants, throw off that impurity and become free of all impurities. That is the end of the prayer. Let it be our mantra for the day at least. Thank you. Goodbye.